Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Big voice man there, as I told you. We got a bunch of locations, four of them actually, where we can help you out with your computer problems. You know, do some really amazing things. I've talked about this a couple times. I don't know if I've done it during the show, but I know during the after Schrock, I've talked about how it's just amazing the people that are being put in our path right now. And I'd love to say that I have some, you know, massive master plan, where I'm seeking these people out. But just the talent that is it within the confines of the Schrock Innovations family. It's just, it's amazing. So give you an example. Just this week, you know, we had a MacBook that took a swim in a lake and came into the data recovery lab. And sure enough, you know, we ran it through the sonic cleaner, did everything we could in there with it. And it needed a resistor basically replaced to power the unit to allow it to charge. And, you know, Grant was able to replace that resistor, board level repair stuff. And he's like, you know, I love doing this work. This is something that I really enjoy doing. I'd love to be able to do this full time. You know, Thor, if you talk about it on the radio show, maybe a lot of people don't realize that electronics that stop working can actually just be fixed. So somebody recycled like a 55 or 70 inch to massive TV. We're not supposed to recycle TVs. And I was about to yell at someone for recycling it. But Grant came to me and he goes, I charged for the monitor recycling fee. I know we're not supposed to take TVs. But this is a 2021 whatever brand TV, and I know exactly what's wrong with it, and I want to fix it and keep it if that's okay with you. I just didn't want to take it before I'd asked. And I was like, okay, respect there. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, the guy's like, yeah, TVs, radios, easy peasy. You know, and it's just like, man, and if you think about it for a second, if you need to have something soldered, because we all have come to that point in our lives at one point or another where we need something soldered, right? But if you ever needed something soldered, where would you go to do that? There's nowhere to go anymore. I mean, you used to say if you needed like soldering stuff, you'd go to Radio Shack. Well, they're long gone. You buy your components off Amazon. They don't even have some of the components that Grant needed. We're ordering from like specialty electronic stores to get the right things so that he can fix different things. So data recovery lab, we had a hard drive that wouldn't power on. Boop, boop. Little board repair. Grant got it up and running again. Just amazing stuff. Just the talent is just amazing. And it seems like every week I have one of my guys surprise me with some amazing new talent that either I didn't know they had or they're juggling fire wands or I don't know. You know, it's crazy. But I'm just really, really thankful this morning, really appreciative of my staff and the work that they can do over at Schrock. So if you need any soldering or board level repair to your electronics, Grant, this is for you. We can do that at Schrock. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Those are the numbers to join us on the program. Of course, you can ask a question, make a comment. That'll put your name in the drawing for the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate that we give away at the end of the program. It can be all yours. All you have to do is be a part of the show. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So if you missed last week's show, it's a great one. We've got it up on the website at schrockinnovations.com. You can click on the radio show tab and hit the radio show there. But last week we told you that there is still time, and there is still time this week to vote in the Best of Omaha competition. I think it's almost over, though. I think literally the 15th, I think it's over. The 15th Best of Lincoln starts, one or the other. I can't remember. Too many dates in my head. But your time is running out for Best of Omaha. However, you may not have known this, but if you vote in the Best of Omaha competition, and then you can do extra things. For example, follow us on Facebook. Click the follow button, which is different than the like button. You know, follow our page on Facebook. Things like that, and you can get extra entries that will increase the odds that you have to win that laptop. Also, the Best of Lincoln is coming up here soon, and if you vote in the Best of Lincoln, you can also dramatically increase your chances of winning. You don't have to be in Omaha to vote. You don't have to be in Lincoln to vote. We just want your votes. So anyway, the laptop we're giving away this year is the $800 Intrepid mid-range laptop. It's the most popular laptop we sell. We've had a terrible time keeping them in stock, not because they're in shortage, but every time I order them, they're sold before they arrive. And so finally, a couple weeks ago, I'm like, you know, forget it. I'm going to order like 20. Ha ha, got you now, customers. ordered 20 of them, and they arrived, and they were all gone. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Back to school much? But yeah, so it's a very popular laptop. So that it's got a touchscreen. It's got the i3 processor in it, 8 gigs of RAM, the super fast hard drive, all kinds of things that you want to have in a laptop. And you can win that for free just by voting for us in Best of Omaha. So how do you do this? How do you do that voting process and get entered in the competition? Go to schrockinnovations.com. No, that's our website. Go to schrockinnovations.com. There's a banner that rotates with media images and stuff. Right underneath that, there's a black box that says, like, click here to enter in the Best of Omaha and win a free laptop. Click that. And then that'll take you to the contest page where you can register. You have to confirm your email address so we can keep track of all your entries. And then at the end of the competition, the end of the contest here toward the end of August, we are going to draw a winner to receive that laptop, and we'll award it live here on the air. So fun times, guys. It's going to be a great thing. So there's still time to do that. We also talked about how to select the right printer. That was a segment by request, actually. So a listener had said, hey, would you do a segment on printers? So that, you know, there's a lot of information out there. I've heard you talk about EcoTank and stuff, but can you do a segment on which printer is right for you? That's a great idea. So we went ahead and did it. Also, last week we did a segment on a question that we get in the service center a lot. How do you know in an email, when you get an email from someone, even if it's someone you trust, how do you know if it's okay to click the link in the email? Great question. So we went ahead and addressed that on the show last week. So if you missed that one, that's definitely worth a listen there. And also, it was funny because we teased it the whole show, but then we had so many callers at the end, and I have to choose between, like, do I cover this tech news story or do I actually help real people here on the radio? And so we chose to help the real people. And so I had like 22 seconds to tell you about Google's tool, their revised tool now working for videos that allows you to do a vanity search. You go to Google, Google.com, you do a vanity search, which is searching for your name. And if there's a personal result on there, like somebody linked to your county assessor website for your house, so your address is there and everything, or, you know, somebody posted something or that you would rather not have in a Google search, you can click request removal. And they give you a whole dashboard now where you can actually see if what you requested to be removed got removed from the Google search. It doesn't take it off the internet, but it does take it out of Google, which means a lot less people are going to see it. So pretty cool stuff. It was a great show last week. If you missed it, it's definitely there at schrockinnovations.com. Coming up on the show this week, it's safe upgrade season again, so we're going to address that here on the program. Disney Plus is hoping that a page from the Netflix playbook is going to help them out a little bit. Hey, guess what, guys? Norton 360 is on sale for $25, down from $109. I mean, that's a deep cut, right? Is it even worth that? We'll tell you coming up on the show. Also, there's a new flaw in AMD Ryzen processors that it's not being exploited anywhere yet. It's a very specific flaw. It's very difficult to exploit. However, manufacturers of motherboards are creating patches for this. So we're going to tell you what chips are impacted so you know if your computer is impacted, and then when you should expect a BIOS update or a patch to be available. We're going to be doing a lot of BIOS updating for customers here, I suspect, in the next couple months. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So for those of you who are new to the program, safe upgrade. What is safe upgrade? Now it's every year, and it's only for Windows 11. If you have Windows 10, you can get up and make a sandwich, come back. You don't need to hear this segment, okay? If you have Windows 11, which a lot of us do, every year there's an update for Windows 11. It's a version upgrade. So literally, it's like you're getting a whole new version of Windows 11. The old one goes away, the new one takes its place, and then all your stuff gets moved from the old one to the new one, and the computer reboots, and everything is supposed to be awesome. Except it's not. Not always. These feature upgrades, it seems to hit the same people every year. And it got to kind of the point where customers were coming in and getting angry with us because, you know, they had to keep coming in and spending money to fix their computers that were, you know, damaged by this free update that they didn't have a choice about, that they were forced to take. Well, unfortunately, it happens, and it tends to happen to the same people because they're just super lucky. I don't know. So we don't like to get yelled at. We don't like to have customers that are upset, even if it's not our fault. So we came up with a product called Safe Upgrade. And what Safe Upgrade does, you see, when we do these upgrades on the bench in the service center, number one, 9.9 times out of 10, nothing goes sideways. It just works. And the 0.1 time that something goes bad, we know exactly what to do to fix it, not lose any data and not have any issues, how to roll it back and try again. We have a problem child in the Papillion Service Center right now that we're having issues with installing a new version of Windows 10 on. It was on 1909, back from like the original release of Windows 10. And we're like, you got to be kidding me. We were trying to get it up to current, but it won't run the current one. It's supposed to, but it won't. Put a new hard drive in it. Clean install of Windows. Won't install the new version of Windows 10. Like, this is stupid. I don't know what's going on here. So there are times like that where there are significant problems. And what ends up happening is then you have to come into the service center, spend $135 or $270, 1 or 2 hours of labor, to get your computer corrected and back to where it was so that we can try the update again. And we want to avoid that. So Safe Upgrade is like an insurance policy to make sure that your computer installs this big Windows 11 upgrade the way it's supposed to. Okay, that's the nutshell. What's different or special about this one? As I mentioned before, if you missed it, if you have Windows 10, you do not need Safe Upgrade. Do not buy it. You don't need it. If you try to run it later, it's going to tell you you have the wrong operating system and we're going to end up refunding your money. So don't buy it because you don't need it. Because Windows 10 is not getting any new features or any major upgrades or any kind of new Chrome or trim, nothing. Because it's dead in 2025, and they're just going to let it continue to age out. Windows 11, however, gets the latest anti-malware protection, the latest ransomware protections. It's getting all the new features. And I get to see a lot of these new features because I'm a beta tester in the channel. So I get to see them before you see them, which unfortunately means I get a Safe Upgrade once a week. Not once a year, once a week. And they have bugs, and then I have to wait for them to fix the bugs. And then that's the whole problem of being in the test channel. So anyway, they've got a lot of new features coming for this Windows 11 update. It is, normally they used to do 2 a year. Now they're only doing 1 a year. So everything they used to do, the first one would lay the groundwork for the update, and then the second one would be the actual meat and potatoes of the update. So the first one's kind of like the plate setting, the place settings and the napkins and the forks and everything, and then here comes the big turkey dinner in the fall. Well, now, because they're simplifying their rollout process, there's only one of these big updates a year, which is really good because you only have to buy Safe Upgrade once a year then. There, see? Improved. However, the problem is they're going to do a whole lot more now in one update than they used to do. And when they do a whole lot more, there's a whole lot more possibility for change or for problems. Now, you can procrastinate one of these updates. You can put it off for 30 days. That's the limit to what you can do with it. If you have Windows Pro and you're an administrator, yes, you can put it off for like 90 days. Great. Congratulations. You put it off for 90 days. Eventually, your computer right now is downloading this update. It's being downloaded to your computer right now, so it's ready to install on go time. When is go time? Sometime usually in September or early October. That's usually when Microsoft pulls the trigger on these. So you have a little bit of time here, but because this update is only for Windows 11, because this is going to be a real big issue for Windows 11 users, because we expect, I mean, they're installing an AI assistant. It's almost like a ChatGPT assistant in your menu bar down at the bottom of your screen. So if you ever wanted to try ChatGPT, well, there you go. It's right there on your screen now. There's all kinds of things coming to Windows 11 that, you know, maybe you want them, maybe you don't. Doesn't matter. You're going to get them. You're going to get them either forcibly as it installs to your computer and reboots, or you can get it in a controlled, safe environment, and that's what Safe Upgrade is. There are 485 copies available on the website as of this morning when I checked right before we went on the air. So if you go to schrockinnovations.com and you click on shop and you go to specials, you'll find the Safe Upgrade software there in the specials section. So click on shop, click on specials, you'll find it there. We officially launched it last week, only on Facebook, but we went from 600 copies down to 485. So you can see that it's moving pretty quick, where we're selling out, even though it's, you know, we have a smaller pool of people. But because this update is so massive and has the potential to do so much, I don't want to say harm, but so much to create so much chaos for your computing life, having something install it safely is much better. Now, if you've used Safe Upgrade in the past, I want to let you know that the Safe Upgrade software that you're going to get this time will be different. We have modified the software a little bit. We've coded something that's a little bit more streamlined. The downloads will be incredibly faster through the software. If you have a successful download but an unsuccessful install, you won't have to download it again and again and again, especially if you're on a slow internet connection. And also, we're going to utilize some of the, like I said, Microsoft is downloading it to your computer now. We're going to check to see what components you have so that we only download the ones we need. See, Microsoft only downloads the components of the update that apply to your specific computer, but they're not always 100% accurate. So then it fails because it's missing a component of the update that it needs to do for your computer. When you get it with Safe Upgrade, you do it the same way we do in the shop. The entire Ancherito, the whole thing comes down. And it's a huge download because of that. Well, Microsoft already downloaded 60% of this, 70% of this to your computer as we waited for them to pull the trigger. So why don't we utilize what they downloaded and then just download the extra? So you see that there's some big brain stuff happening over at Schrock in the coding department where we're we're trying to streamline this and make this easier for you to use. So that way, when you have a situation where you know you have Safe Upgrade and you're running it on a computer, you'll know really quickly if it's going to work or it's not going to work or if you need assistance. Now, Safe Upgrade is $59.99. It's $60 because it's a do-it-yourself at home product. Normally it costs $90 for us to do this in the service center. So don't bring your computer in yet because it's like a month until the thing, you know, we have people who will bring their computers and I'm going on vacation. I just want to leave it here. We're like the long-term boat storage for computers, apparently. You know, just drop it off. We're happy to hold on to it. So, you know, we just drop it off and when the update comes, we install it. But if you want to do it at home yourself and not have to haul the computer in and do all that stuff and, you know, deal with checking it in and then picking it up again and everything like that, grab yourself a copy of Safe Upgrade for each Windows 11 computer you need to upgrade. You need one copy per Windows 11 computer, and you can get those at schrockinnovations.com. Click on Shop and then Specials. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take our first break of the program. When we come back, Disney Plus is hoping to take a page from the Netflix playbook to see if they can help them. They lost half a billion dollars on Disney Plus last quarter. Last quarter. If you're a Disney shareholder, you're just cringing at that. Well, they have a plan to turn this ship around, and we're going to share it with you coming up next on Compute This.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive. Every person listening to this broadcast has either experienced data loss or knows someone who has. When you think about it, you have a lot more data stored in many more places than you'd like to admit. Have you downloaded those videos from your phone, backed up the pictures on your iPad, or even tackled that sometimes daunting task of backing up your entire computer's hard drive? Most people just don't back up their stuff. And that's why Schrock Innovations has one of the most advanced data recovery centers in the Midwest. Equipped with the latest DDI data imaging devices, state-of-the-art custom recovery software, and Omaha's best data recovery technicians, Schrock Innovations has a 96.8% success rate when recovering data from damaged hard drives, flash drives, camera cards, and more. We all know we should back up our data, but if you are ever caught in a data loss nightmare, call the experts at Schrock Innovations to get your data back right where it belongs, safe and backed up on a stable hard drive. And now, Compute This pro tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All righty, guys. Welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Four locations to help you out with any of your technology problems that you're having. Computer. We've been doing a lot with phones lately. Tablets. I mean, it's weird how... You know, are we a tablet repair center? Are we like, you know, I break, you fix, or you break, I fix? You know, whatever. Are we like that store? I'm like, no, we're not. Do we carry a wide assortment of screens to fix your phone in, you know, four hours or less? No, we don't carry any screens. It's like, but yet we have MacBooks coming in for board level repair. Yet we have cell phones coming in. We have tablets coming in. It's crazy. And so it's just, it's amazing to look at how the way we use electronics has changed over the years. And, you know, I remember when we started this program, most people had more than one computer. You had a desktop and a laptop at home, or you had multiple desktops at home. There was a cartoon, like a, well, now we would call it a meme, but back then it was like a newspaper clipping cartoon of a husband and wife who literally had their backs turned to each other, but they were both instant messaging each other on their desktop computers. What do you want for dinner? Oh, I don't know. What do you want for dinner? And they could like just turn around and talk to each other, but no, they're on the computer, you know? So it's just amazing the way that we use technology and how it's changed. But that's what we do at Schrock, is we make sure that the way that your technology does what you need it to do when you need it to be done. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Dennis, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a, well, two problems with the password on my laptop.
Okay.
And when I bought the computer and went, picked it up at the store, first thing I said, I don't want a password. I just want to be able to turn it on and go. And they set that up.
Yep.
And then about 10 days ago, when I turned it on, it said enter password. Well, since I didn't have a password, I couldn't get into the computer. So,
did you try just hitting enter?
Yeah, I hit enter and it just says didn't work. It says go back to, you know.
Okay.
It says enter password.
All right. So when we see this happen, typically what's going on here is there was something else, and it's so weird because everything is tied together. If you have a Microsoft account, and we can check that over the phone for you to see if you have a Microsoft account. If you have a Microsoft account, if you ever log into the Microsoft website, if you ever log into the Microsoft account on Edge, if you ever log in on your computer or any other thing that's connected to that computer, it creates a Microsoft account on your computer. Now, what we created for you was a standard user account. And Microsoft is making it increasingly difficult for people to maintain standard user accounts that don't have passwords. They want everyone to have the online Microsoft account, which then requires you to enter a PIN number or a password every time you turn the computer on. So eventually, someday down the road in the future, you won't be able to have a computer anymore that doesn't have a password on it of some sort, either a PIN number or a password or a biometric or something. In the meantime, though, what I think may have happened here is we somewhere along the line, somehow the computer got associated with a Microsoft account. And if it is, that's something we can easily check for you. We can do it. We can check it over the Schrock desk. If it is the fact, we can log you out of the Microsoft account, which will then kick you back to a standard user account. And once again, you won't need the password. But then the next time you have to log into anything again on Microsoft, anything Microsoft related, it's going to log you back into that Microsoft account again, because they're trying to push everybody into doing that. And they figure if they just beat you over the head with a club enough times, like a good baby seal, you'll just fall into line and type in your password.
Yeah, a couple days later, I kept playing with it. And then all of a sudden I got a screen that says, enter your password. So I put a password in and then I could get into it.
Ah, okay. So the other thing that the Microsoft does is they require you to, in some cases, to change your password every 90 days. And so if you have no password, the trick to that screen is don't type a password. Just hit enter. And then it says, okay, we're changing no password to no password. Congratulations, we rotated your password. And it's the dumbest thing ever. It's the most confusing thing ever. It's just another way that they're trying to kind of edge you into the reality that eventually someday you're going to have a password.
Okay, and then now when I try and say, after I'm in and I don't put the password in and just hit enter, it'll say reset password or something. And then if I hit that, it says I have to put in a flash drive or something.
Yep, so when you typed in the password the first time, that's what you set the password. You were actually setting the password in that screen. So it was asking you for a password, not because it needed one to log you in. It was asking you to set up a password. And so when you typed it in, that's the password to the computer. Now, we can remove that password so we can get around it. If you're locked out of the computer, we can get around it. If it's asking you for a removable drive, that means it's still a local account. It's not a Microsoft account. We can remove that password, set it back up again to be the way it was before. But to do that, though, we do have to have it in the service center because we have to have physical access. There's some hackathon stuff that has to happen to get rid of the password. Isn't that great? That's why Microsoft wants you to have the online password now, because literally if you give one of my guys 5 minutes in front of your computer, they can bypass your password completely and access all of your stuff. And so Microsoft wants that extra security. The online passwords, then we have to do a password reset. We have to answer security questions. We have to have an email, confirmation, two-factor, and all that stuff. It's a lot more secure, which is why Microsoft is pushing for it.
Okay, then there was one more problem.
Okay.
After I got into the computer and, you know, everything was fine, then I went to my iPad and my iPhone, and I have no more email. It stopped. It blocked email from my iPad and phone.
But you're still getting it on the computer?
Right.
Okay. So that one's a little more complicated. The password change shouldn't have impacted that. But there's two different ways you can check your email. You can check pop mail or IMAP email. IMAP email means a copy of every email is on every device. Everything you send, everything you receive, everything you move in the trash, it synchronizes everything in real time. Everybody should be set up at this point on IMAP email, even if you only have one device. It's just best operating practices. If somehow you got changed over to a pop email account, then it's like whoever makes it to the mailbox first gets the mail. So if you turn your computer off, I bet your iPad will start getting email again.
No, it doesn't. I haven't had email on my iPad or phone for 10 days.
And I'm assuming they're both Apple devices?
Correct.
Okay. So then in that case, I mean, I don't have any insight aside from what you've told me here, but logic would dictate to me if the Windows device is able to receive email, but both of my Apple devices are no longer able to receive email, there's got to be a problem with my email authentication. The password or something is wrong with Apple to check the email, and that's why it's not coming through. I don't think something that you did on the PC caused that to happen. I think we're dealing with two separate events here. So if that's the case, again, what we would do in the service center is we would blast the email account off the iPad, and then we'd set it up again. And we'd say, what's the password? What's the username? Put all the stuff in again, make sure all the credentials are right, and then see if it checks email at that point. And it should. You should be able to get the email on all three devices.
Okay, but I need to bring it into the service center.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Apple devices, we can't really remote into those. And then if you need us to remove the password, we do have to have the PC in there too. So, I mean, we can, I don't want to promise they can do all this while you wait, because sometimes they get a little busy in there. It'll depend on the day and, you know, the service center and the workload and everything. But usually what they could do at the front desk is have someone working with you on the Apple devices up there while one of the guys in the back is working on removing the password. Maybe we can just get you in and out and save you a trip. But we'll certainly try if we can.
Yeah, I'm quite a few miles away, so.
Oh, in that case, yeah, we'll definitely work with you.
Okay, I'll try and get to the service center sometime next week then.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you then, Dennis. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you joining us on the program today. 888-250-2091. Running a little behind here, but real quick, Disney Plus. I mentioned Disney lost like $500 million just on Disney Plus last quarter. It was an awful quarter. They're down on subscribers. They're down on eyeballs. So what they're going to try to do, number one, their stock price actually went up because, you know, bad news is good news. No. The stock price went up because they announced they were going to mitigate their losses of viewers, of subscribers, by raising the price on everybody else. So they're going to raise the price by $3 a month. It's like a 30% price increase for Disney Plus. And then they're also going to crack down on password sharing like Netflix did. So Netflix found that multiple households were sharing passwords. So you'd give your password to grandma and she'd watch Netflix at her house. And they say, well, Netflix was intended to be one password per family residence, basically. So if you want to share it with grandma, you can, but you got to pay $7 a month extra to allow her household to see it. And it was one of those things where, well, it wasn't the full price. You could still subscribe to, like, if you subscribe to like the ad-free, premier tier with multiple devices and HD and everything else, you're spending $20-$30 a month on Netflix anyway. So $7 a month extra was reasonable to allow a whole nother household to watch it rather than subscribing, Nana by herself, over there with her own Netflix account. If they weren't going to let you share it anymore, well, then you'll get a subscriber. So actually what Netflix saw was when they stopped password sharing, the number of subscribers went up and the revenue went up. Disney Plus is hoping the same thing, that if they can nix the password sharing, that they can maybe get their numbers to bounce a little bit. Certainly not going to make back $500 million off of that, but they're hoping to make those numbers bounce a little bit. So if you're sharing a Disney Plus password with family members, just be aware that there might be an issue with that, or they may be charging you a little extra, more than the 30% increase they're already going to charge you. 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break. Gary, Stephanie, I know you've been on the line there for a bit. Your calls are coming up next, right after the break on Compute This.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Compute This Pro Tip 299. There are enough mothballed computers in U.S. homes to give one to every man, woman, and child in the country. Many of these computers find their way into landfills where they can leak cadmium, lithium, and other nasty chemicals into the groundwater. Schrock Innovations is very proud of the fact that we recycle more e-waste every year than we create. You can drop off any old or broken computer equipment to our service centers at any time, free of cost. We only charge $15 just for monitors because they are especially difficult to process. No appointment is required, and we accept all computer-related equipment like printers, keyboards, speakers, and accessories. Additionally, the rare earth elements in computers can be recycled right here in the U.S. to reduce our reliance on supplies from foreign countries. Take a moment, drop off your old computer equipment today, and Schrock will make sure it's properly recycled and put to good use right here in the U.S. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Wow. All right, if you weren't already awake, this is ChemLab Electric Molecular. If you want to download this at home on Spotify, there you go. That'll get your motor running on a Sunday morning. Oh, my goodness. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Hey, I don't pick them, guys. I don't pick the new. If I did, it would be way worse. Gary, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Good morning. I've got the Drive Advisor on my desktop,
yes,
and
sir.
It's showing down to about 70%. Now, this computer is about 12 years old, but it's working beautifully. Mm-hmm. How much money are we talking about for me to bring that in and transfer that out and get a new hard drive?
How big is the hard drive?
I can't even tell you.
Okay. So there's a couple things. First of all, if it's the original hard drive that came with the computer, when we replace it, if you think it's working beautifully now, when we replace that hard drive, we're going to replace it with a solid-state drive. And the solid-state drive is going to be like 10 times faster than the drive that's in there. And that hard drive is a bottleneck in the computer right now. It's slowing it down. Once we do that, the computer is going to run faster than it did the day you bought it. Number two, if that hard drive gets down to like the 50-60% range, at that point you're going to start experiencing symptoms. And this is the whole point of Drive Advisor. When you go from 100% to 99%, that is effectively a heart attack for your hard drive. And so, you know, right now your hard drive is pretty much Dick Cheney. Its heart is almost shot. So it's going to need a transplant here. And so basically, if we don't do that, you're running a huge risk of data loss right now, where you end up in the data recovery lab. If there's important stuff on there, then we have to recover it. And that's a separate cost from fixing it. So it's way cheaper to replace it that the problem is all the only reason you know the hard drive is at 70% health is because DriveAdvisor told you. But the thing is, DriveAdvisor is reading the diagnostic data, that the same data that the hard drive is reporting to your computer, but the manufacturer of your computer just turned off the alerts. So that you would, so if it failed within the warranty period, you would never know it until you experience symptoms, which hardly ever happens during the warranty period. That usually happens 3, 4, 5 years down the line. So all data storage devices eventually fail, whether they're solid state or mechanical. But the solid state ones, a hard drive replacement, I would say ballpark a couple $100 for the hard drive, and then 2 hours of labor because we need to clone your existing drive, and because it's at 70%. The clone is not going to go smooth. It's going to be rough because right now the computer is keeping you happy by just avoiding the areas that are bad. But when we clone the drive, we have to access those bad areas. And so when we access those areas, they're bad. They've been marked off as bad. Well, when we put the new drive in, everything is going to be faster. Everything is going to be awesome. If we can get all of your data successfully cloned over, the computer will be exactly like it is now. There's not going to be any changes. We don't have to reinstall anything. You're just going to get it back, and it's going to be healthy.
So it's going to be like maybe $300 to do that or something?
Yeah, right around $300-something, especially if you have a new customer coupon. First, new customers get their first hour free. So, Gary, if you've never been in before, just mention that when you come in, and that'll get you $135 off right there.
I've got an external backup on it right now.
Okay, good. So you've got a backup drive going, so at least you'd avoid data recovery. But yeah, so I mean, if you're happy with the computer, I'm guessing it's running Windows 10. If you're happy with the computer, you can keep using it until 2025. So the real question you have to ask yourself is, should I spend $300 to keep a computer working between now and 2025 October? So you're going to get, you know what, two more years with it, a little over 2 years with it for $300. Or for so $800 for an Intrepid laptop plus a data transfer is $150. So let's just call it $1,000. Or for $1,000, I can buy a new one and use it for the next 6 years. Well, if you're figuring it out price by year, the most economical decision is to fix your computer, to continue to use it until October of 25, and then buy a new computer. You're saving the most money per year that way. That's what I would do.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hey, no sweat, Gary. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you joining us on the program today. Stephanie, welcome to the show. How can I help you on Compute This?
On your Windows update that's coming up, your website says it has to be run within 24 hours if you purchase, your If you're out of town, what happens then?
Well, then you're going to turn your computer off before you leave. The thing that the 24-hour window, it's not because we're restricting you. You could run it 2 years from now. We don't care. But the thing we're worried about is Microsoft will eventually just automatically download this to your computer, and then it'll sit there and ask you, hey, can we restart? Hey, can we restart? And then one morning you're going to wake up, and Microsoft's just going to say, you waited too long to tell us, so we just did it. Or one morning you'll wake up, and there's just a blue screen there. So we want to avoid that. The whole point of Safe Upgrade is to get this Windows 11 out. And once again, if you have Windows 10, you like Gary, you do not need Safe Upgrade. If you have Windows 11, you definitely need it this time. This is like this update. I cannot begin to tell you how massive this update is. This is effectively 18 months of updates crammed together into one giant Iowa State Fair size event. You know,
right? I mean, turn the computer off before I leave, and when I get home, I can turn it back on and then run the program.
You got it. Yep. We just want to make sure it's not automatically downloading it and installing it on your computer before you have the chance to run Safe Upgrade.
Easy peasy.
All righty. Hey, thank you for the call, Stephanie. I appreciate you joining us on the show today. All righty, guys. So I saw, I was going through my show prep, right? Looking through all the things that I would talk about today. And I'm like, okay, YouTube is doing something. Well, does any of my listeners really care that YouTube is shaking up linking? See what creators can and can't link to. That's a little weak story. AI can crack your password by listening to your keyboard clicks. That's kind of interesting. We've talked about things similar to that before, but I don't know if I could do a whole segment on that. I think that's more aftershock material. So I go through TikTok creators will need to disclose AI-generated content or else. This is hilarious. If you're going to make AI, if your person in your video is not a real person, you have to tell TikTok that so they don't start spying on people that aren't really people. Because, that's not an efficient use of Chinese taxpayer dollars. So, again, aftershock material, right? Zoom has more issues. So yeah, all this stuff is Aftershock material. But then as I'm going through all these stories, I see an ad. And the ad says Norton 360 is on sale for $25, discounted down from $109. And I thought, this is just terrible. How many people are going to see an ad like this and think that's an amazing value? And I hear Thor all the time talk on the radio about how I need antivirus. And here, I could get this for $25. Isn't this amazing? Or worse yet, how do you feel about this if you're a Norton subscriber to Norton 360 and you just paid $400 to renew it? Because the renewal price taps, so they raise it on you every year. It's a program. So you start at first year, it's really cheap. Next year, it's normal. Next year after that, it's more than normal. Next year after that, it's double. And it just keeps going up until you're on auto renewal and they're hoping you just don't notice that $400 disappears from your checking account, I guess. I would notice. Most people would notice, I would think. But the thing, that's not the concern I have with this. I mean, that's all legit stuff. But the concern that I have is that Norton 360, the reason it's discounted to $25 and it's not even worth that is because, like the commercial said, this is granddaddy's antivirus. This is definition-based antivirus. So somebody has to get infected first. This is the COVID shot of antiviruses, okay? No, I'm just kidding. Shouldn't have gone there. That's Aftershock material. But effectively, somebody has to get infected. And then once they're infected, they report back, hey, I got infected, and here's what it looks like. Well, then the Norton people or the Norton labs, they basically say, okay, that's a virus. This is what it looks like. And then they update your definition so that the next time your computer sees that virus, that it can detect it and prevent it from infecting your computer. So Pioneer's got to take the arrow, but then everybody gets protected. But now viruses, I was just talking with Roger during the commercial break, how the commercial that Scott cut for me, oh my gosh, it's, you know, viruses update hourly now. And I'm like, we just recorded this like 6 months ago and already it's out of date. Because viruses update by the minute now. It's ridiculous because it's all controlled by computer. So they don't have to have a human sitting there and doing it. And they have all the next mutations all planned out ahead of time. So that once Norton recognizes one, they just mutate it, release a new one. Well, then some pioneer gets hit with that. And then Norton gets a copy and they research it and they put out an inoculation for it. Well, then they mutate it and the pioneer gets hit. So if they're constantly hitting pioneers, eventually, they're going to hit everybody, right? You're just as vulnerable with Norton as you are without Norton, unless you're just not trying to get hit by old viruses. So what's different with we offer at Schrock Sophos antivirus. What is different about it? It has an AI detection component to it. Now, Norton doesn't have that, and I don't think they're really putting because the Norton 360 engine is like that was out when George W. Bush was president. To put that in perspective, guys, remember him? El Diablo before we had El Diablo? It's like before you hated this guy, the current guy, well, there was the previous guy that everybody hated, and that was George Bush. So, okay, great. This antivirus from, 20 years ago has been resurrected and released as like the bee's knees, and it just is not up to the task. So they pair a lot of extra stuff with it. You get a free VPN and free backup software and a free password manager and all these other things that'll make your life easy. And you just don't cancel your subscription, but you're not getting security nowhere near the level that Sophos provides you. So I understand, Sophos is $160 the first year. It's a pill. After that, it's only $70 a year. I think it's gone up $5 in the last 2 years for the renewal, guys. So, we're certainly not doubling it or going up to $400, depending on how much pain you can tolerate as an individual customer. Well, that's for sure. That doesn't seem like a very nice way to do business. They're charging different customers different prices based on how long they've been with the company. Normally, that's like you get a thank you for 20 years with us. Here's a discount. No, thank you for 20 years with us. We're going to charge you double, you sucker. How does that make any sense? So if you can't afford Sophos, I'd rather see you have Norton 360 than nothing. But I want you to know when you see these ads, you're getting what you're paying for, guys. If you're paying $25 for antivirus, you're getting $25 antivirus. And it's just not the same. It's not as good as the antivirus that you can buy from Sophos, for example. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. We're going to take Keith's call real quick and then head into break. Keith, how can I help you on Compute This?
Yeah, I've got kind of a problem, obviously. That's why I'm calling.
Well, hey, we're
here. But my daughter's going to go to Metro, and she wants to work in creating cartoons. I can't remember what that's called.
Animation?
Yeah, like, geez, Louise, yeah. So she wants to work in animation, and she's so hell-bent on getting a MacBook. And I'm like, just go to Schrock. Just go there and you know, otherwise the MacBook. And she wants the one on discount. And I'm like, God, it's going to be an old one from whatever. And it's not going to be up to date. And in 18 months, even if it was up to date, it's going to be obsolete. And I'm wondering how I know all I need to do is get her in there and have one of your techs explain it, the difference between, because I can't do it justice. Do they know, like, can they explain it real well, the difference between the MacBook and, you know, your, what is it, $799 one?
Yeah, the Intrepid. All right, so,
yeah, the Intrepid.
Keith, this is the segment where you and everybody listening gets to realize that we are a very honest company. Because I would sit here, if I wasn't, all day long and tell you you should come in there and buy the Intrepid for your daughter, but you need to buy her the Mac. Everyone, all of her classmates are going to have Macs. All of her teachers are going to have Macs. All the software they're telling her to use will be available on Mac. All the brushes and everything. If you get Adobe Photoshop on Mac and you get Adobe Photoshop on PC, the controls are all in completely different places. The menus are completely different. She's going to have a handicap, basically, if you put her on a PC in an environment that has been designed to run on Macs. And her entire career in animation, she's going to be using Macs. Now, with that said, if you get a Mac with an M2 processor and sit that next to an Intrepid, office work, school work, web browsing, you're not going to notice any difference. If you start animating with it, you're going to notice that M2 processor. It's a different, the way the architecture works is different. And people in the creative industry appreciate that, and it's been designed specifically for those people. So there's a couple things to keep in mind when you buy a Mac, when you buy an Apple computer. Number one, if you're going to buy a Mac, you have to buy the Mac that you're going to need 4 years from now, not the Mac you need today, because everything in a Mac is on board now, and nothing is replaceable. I mean, we can't replace memory chips. If the hard drive goes bad, you throw your Mac away. It's literally that bad. Everything is built in, even the hard drive now. So don't get her the cheap one that has a small hard drive. You have to get her one. How big of a hard drive do you think you're going to need? And then increase that, because she's going to need more space as time goes on. Then as far as memory goes, with animation, the more RAM memory your computer has, the better off she's going to be. So don't buy her the intro level with the basic memory. She's going to need, you know, 32 gigs of RAM. I mean, it's going to be, unfortunately, when you start making these adjustments to a Mac, they keep the price of the base price of the Mac is pretty low, but they make all their profit margin on the add-ons, the adjustments. So you're going to spend probably a couple grand on a Mac when everything is said and done. But if she's going to do this as a career, and she's going to school for it, and she's going to be in classes being taught by teachers that are going to teach her, you know, the ways of the Mickey Mouse, she's probably going to want a Mac to do it. I'd love to sell her an Intrepid, but I don't think that's the right tool for the job.
Gotcha. So basically an M2 processor, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the current generation Mac processor. You can't go in there and not get one, basically.
And then as much RAM as possible.
Well, you can go crazy. I mean, they've got 128, 256. I mean, she's not creating 3D rendered anime. Well, maybe she is. I don't know. She wouldn't be doing that on a MacBook. You'd go to like a Mac Pro at that point, and you'd spend 10 grand on that computer. So certainly we're not going to do that. But because who knows? She may change her major, you know? You never know.
Right. 32?
Yeah, 32. I think 32 would be a reasonable compromise. Nothing smaller than a 500 gigabyte hard drive. A terabyte, 2 terabyte would be great. But I'd say 1 to 2 terabyte hard drive. But nothing smaller than a 500.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, no sweat, Keith. No sweat. Have a great afternoon. All right. 402-558-1110. We're going to take a quick break here, guys. When we come back, there's a flaw in AMD's Ryzen processor that could potentially, possibly, maybe on a Tuesday with a full moon, in Eclipse allow somebody to access your computer. So AMD is taking it seriously. They're going to release some patches, and we're going to tell you which chips are affected so you know if your computer is impacted by this coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you need for all of your needs, and all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. Fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. Compute This Pro Tip 843. Of all computer failures, the scariest and most expensive is the hard drive. But there are some steps you can take to save money and save your data before it's too late. Detecting failures early is important, so install a free utility like Drive Advisor from driveadvisor.com to monitor your hard drive's health and receive warnings when there's a problem. But most of all, hard drive failures happen slowly, so early detection is key to reducing the repair bill. Second, if your hard drive makes any unusual noises, immediately turn off your computer and do not turn it on again. These issues are physical problems, and the more you try to use it, the worse the damage becomes. Remember that most computer repair shops do not have the specialized equipment needed to recover data from a failed drive. Never open your drive or allow anyone else to do so. Opened drives always cost more to recover. Schrock does not charge for data recovery evaluations and quotes, so let the local pros look at your drive before you make any recovery decisions. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, just a couple minutes left here on the program. Thank you so much for joining us today on Compute This. I appreciate all the time you being here. I appreciate all the viewers on Facebook at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. I just realized I haven't actually acknowledged your presence this entire show, and I feel like a poor host. Like you're in my home here, and I haven't said welcome, offered you something to drink. So I want to thank everybody there on Facebook with their comments. The lovely Kimberly, as always, has a great point. If you're going to go out and buy a Mac, you still need antivirus for the Mac. That's something that a lot of people overlook when they have a Mac. We can put Sophos on your Mac for you, and we can help you and advise you and do things, maintenance the computer. We're happy to help with that stuff. We don't sell Macs in our service center because we can't get them any cheaper than you can get them, and it just seems, I don't know, it seems dirty to like, oh, I'll buy your Mac for you, but I got to mark it up 10% and sell it back to you, you know, when you can just go across the street and buy one for less and then bring it over and have us do all the work to it. That's the best solution for our customers, and we're all about the service at Schrock. So happy day there. So those of you on Facebook, stay tuned. After the program today, we're going to jump into the After Schrock, which is where we talk about all those other articles that I was mentioning that I got lined up that just didn't make it into the program today. You're welcome to join us there, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Give me about 6 or so minutes to reset here. Also, I'm going to reveal my my car decision. For those of you who follow the Aftershock, you know what I'm talking about. So there'll be a reveal there. Boy, trying to think if there's anything else that's super. Well, we take your questions. So if there's something I'm forgetting, you can pop a question in there and we'd be happy to answer it for you. Safe upgrade available on schrockinnovations.com. Click on shop and specials. This is the 2.3H2 update that is coming for Windows 11 in about 4 weeks. So Windows 10 users do not need it. Windows 11 users only. Gary, congratulations. You've got yourself a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. We'll get that out to you here on Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. And we'll see you next weekend for another edition of Compute This.